আলহামদুলিল্লাহ والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله وعلى اله وصحبه ومن والاه السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته we'll begin inshallah today we will start the way we'll keep our format to the schedule which is basically first recitation and then tafsir there are people who are online I obviously cannot hear you recite so you have to try your best inshallah to read out loud the people who are here please don't be shy And let's try to attempt to read it, even you, Hamza, get a musab or something, and read, okay? And the idea is that we all do it together, and we all get better and better every day, inshallah. We focus on small things, we learn together. So by the end of Ramadan, we have significant improvement in our reading fluency. You can get a musab if you want, inshallah. It's up to you, okay? Let's start. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون the sisters, you can also, if you want to read, inshallah, that's good. It's not a problem. If you're saying something, I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Okay, so now here's the thing. You notice that when I'm stopping, I'm not actually stopping and putting a sukoon. That's because we want to break up the recitation into small pieces. We'll piece it together and then read the whole ayah in one bit, inshallah, and discuss how to stop properly as we go. Okay? يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات Now you notice that in this particular ayah right here, it's أياما معدوداتين, right? You know, I'm going to zoom in there so everyone can see. Right? And when the rule is, and this, inshallah, you perhaps are aware of it, when you stop on something, the last, the whatever is there, the two kasras, the two zairs, whatever that is gone. And you put a sukoon on it. Okay? The little alif that's right here you see. This little alif is actually as if it's a big alif. Okay? So now, what we're left with is something like أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتِ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر
Thank you.
وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين Again, notice when we stopped on miskinin, right? We put a sukun there and it became miskin, not miskinin. This is generally the rule, that whenever we stop in this manner where it is like the last haraka, the two kasras, whatever that is there, gets removed. فَمَن تَطَوَّعَ فَمَن تَطَوَّعَ خيرا فهو خير له خيرا فهو خير له فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له Again, the last lahu, right? The who gets dropped and it becomes la. وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ إن كنتم تعلمون. Okay, let's try it again. فمن تطوع. فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له. وأن تصوموا خير لكم. إن كنتم تعلمون شهر رمضان الذي شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس Now I'm doing this because you want to stop here, okay? ناسي becomes ناس. Let's go back. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس Now, when I want to continue, I stopped in the middle of an ayah, right? And now the meaning is incomplete. So if I want to continue, what I have to do is I have to maybe go back a couple of words. So I'm going to start again from Hudal Linnasi. You see what I'm doing on the screen? See, I stopped on Linnasi, but that's not the end of the ayah. That's not a place where you stop. You notice other places where we stop, like Khairullah, there's a little jeem there, right? So we can stop there and just move on to the next part. Here, when we're stopping, we actually want to go back a couple of words, just a general rule that helps the recitation, so we can continue forward. So we start again. هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ فَلْيَصُمْ Now it's a little tricky there because you have a meme that has a sukoon on it, right? Sukoon or a jazm, right? It means an absence of a haraka, right? It does not have a dhamma or a fatha or a kasra, right? That means there's a sukoon there. Now when you're stopping, what goes on the letter at the very end? Sukoon, right? You drop whatever's there and you put a sukoon there. So now you have two sukoons in a row, and it's a little difficult to pronounce that. So that's why a bit of a there's a slight difficulty doing that. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ يريد الله بكم اليسر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. So we're gonna stop here, okay? Let's start again. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وإذا سألك عبادي وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب قريب. We're stopping on the ba, so we're gonna put the sukoon on it, right? The bun, the two dhammas are dropped, so we're gonna put the sukoon on it. قريب. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. Again, stopping on the noon, right? So, da'ani becomes da'an. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. Fal yastajibu li. Fal yastajibu li. Wal yu'minu bi. لعلهم يرشدون فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون لا Jazakumullah khairan. Inshallah, we'll stop there. And every day we'll try to do this amount of recitation, about a page. And this way, and we'll do it from a different juz every single day. So by the time Ramadan comes to an end, inshallah, we've done a page or a bit from every juz, inshallah. And that allows us to become better at our recitation, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Let's go for the